Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And God is doing awesome things in the earth realm. Now, God is doing what? Awesome things where? In the earth realm. God is in the business of restoration. We are all this month, we're teaching on restore. That the people in the book of Isaiah, we are told, that was our main theme scripture for the month. Isaiah 42 and verse 22. Isaiah the prophet warned us. He says, the people are robbed. The people are plundered. The people, they are snares in holes. The people are held in prison of their own, in their own home. And the reason why it says, no one cry, restore. So this month, we are crying what? Restore. Because we see that our people are robbed in many areas of their lives. And we're going to talk about that in three areas which the people are robbed according to Isaiah 42. He warned. He says the people are what? Robbed. And he never specifically told us what they were robbed of. So we can now look at our time and see where we are robbed. And we identified three areas where the people are robbed. Go ahead, Dad.
So we're going to, this week, talk about restoring marriages, restoring health, and restoring finances. So if something needs to be restored, if it is robbed, if it is plundered, it means that we once had it. It's in God's design for us. Marriage, it was designed by God. It's a covenant between man, woman, and God. It was his desire that we should come in covenant partnership, a man and a woman. It was his design that men and women should be in order over the home. The man submitted unto Christ, the woman submitted to her husband, and the children then are covered threefold. They're covered by their mother, they're covered by their father, they're covered by Christ, and then they're not for the enemy to swoop in on. They're not available. They're covered.
Yes.
By the unit, the family unit that God put together.
Yes. And so in old time, one of the biggest problems we have, the divorce rate is very high. It's high in our time. And it is God's plan that our people stays what? Together. Why? Because that's God's family. God created a family, and God loves his family. He doesn't want to see the family separated. That's why the scripture says, who God joined together, let no one separate. So we got to start to cry restoration for marriages. We got to start to get the family staying together and not separate. It's not the will of God for people to be divorced. It's not the will of God for family to be separated. It's the will of God for family stays together. And so we, as men and women of God, Christian brothers and sisters, have to cry out, restore.
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it tells us, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So that's a powerful statement. So it's letting us know that one can't do it by themselves. God made man, and he said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'm going to make a helper comparable to him. just letting know it takes two.
Yes.
The responsibility of the family, the responsibility of the home, the responsibility of the children, it takes two.
You're
not
right.
Only the man alone, not only the woman alone, but them to come together and be comparable helpers, equal helpers, complementing the strengths of one another.
Yes.
To be able to effectively lead the home.
Right.
When we go down into verse 21, it says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.'"
Right. So it's the plans of God for the joining, the coming together of a family. So God is in the business of creating family here in the earth realm, family that will serve him, husband and wives and children, in its rightful place. Not for the woman to be with the kids alone or the father to be with the children alone, but for the mother and the father and the children all together, living a godly life. That's the plan and purpose of God. For God created a family and placed the family where? In the earth realm. So we have an enemy, according to John chapter 10 and verse 10, that says the thief come to kill, to steal, and destroy. So the devil is at work to destroy the family of God. One way in which he destroyed is through marriages, by separating a husband from the wives and separating the wives from the husband. And now the children are left to be fathered by the mother, or the children are left to be mothered by the father. That was not the purpose of God.
Them together is power.
Yes.
Them in unity is power. And it says in verse 24 that, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife." So it's saying between the husband and the wife, there's enough power for them to be able to do what God called them to do. Sometimes interference comes in the form of other family members.
Yeah.
And it comes to split. It comes to divide. But it says that they shall be one, that they are to leave the father and mother and be joined as a functioning unit, to be able to head the household, to be able to rear the children and train them up in the ways of God. Because when we look at Adam and Eve, they didn't have mother. They didn't have father. They were both created by God.
Yes.
So there was no physical mother or father hovering over their relationship. It was them coming together with the vision that God gave them for their marriage, for their relationship, without any other vision. Sometimes we're trying to live out somebody else's vision for our marriage, and it's not going to work. We have to live out God's vision for our marriage. If we're constantly looking at other people's marriage and then trying to compare our spouse to their spouse, and, "Oh, I wish my spouse did this like their spouse does." No, it says that we're to be comparing to one another. So the husband and the wife should be comparable to one another, looking at each other's strengths and then being able to complement where the other person may not be as strong, the other person is strong. So they come together comparably, the husband and the wife, not looking at other people's husband, not comparing to other people's wife, but comparably to one another, so that they could take the strengths of the husband, the strengths of the wife, and with those strengths together, they're a strong family.
Right. So looking unto God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. That scripture just came to my mind and my spirit as you were talking. We look unto others rather than looking unto God. We are to look unto God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We are to look unto God because he's a what? He's a good father. God is a good father. And our prayer should, "Lord, return. Let the heart of the wife return to the husband. And let the heart of the husband return to the wife. Let the children heart return to their father. Let the children's heart return to their mother. We need this kind of cry before the Lord for real time of what? Coming together, restoring godly marriages within our world, within the system before God come back.
In Titus chapter 2, verse 3, it tells us, the older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. So it's given in Titus, it gives instruction for older men and older women to mentor and to specifically teach in this area.
Yes.
How to love your husband.
Yes.
How to love your children.
Yes.
How to grow a lasting marriage.
Right.
A marriage just doesn't get to 50 years.
No, you don't.
Without going through 50 years.
Yes. You're going to grow it. Yes.
It grows into that.
Yeah.
And we look at people and we say, well, I don't know how they're married 20 years. I could barely get through 3 years. If they don't change, then I'm out. No, that's not going to get you. That attitude is not going to get you to 20 years,
that's
to 30
right.
years,
that's
to 50
right.
years.
Yes.
Put in a saying, well, if they don't change, I'm out. That's not going to get us to that longevity of marriage. And if you talk to some people who have been married for a long period of time, they're going to let you know this thing is work.
Yeah.
It's work to be married. It's work to submit to one another. It's work. And it's the same work. If we want to actually fulfill all the things that God has set for us to do in the earth, we have to have those same attributes as we relate to Christ. We have to submit to his plan. We have to submit to his way of doing things. And it's not about, oh, that's how I want to do it. This is how I want to do it. This is how I, it's about how are we going to
do it? Are we going to do it? Are we going to submit to the plans and purposes of God? Are we going to submit to the Father, our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of us all, and whose plan is for us to be united as woman and man and build a family, which is a godly family, one that God ordained in the earth realm.
So let's show good marriage. Let's show strong marriages. When people say good stuff, they're going to want it. So let's display good marriages. Let's encourage our spouses. Let's edify one another. Let's come together and build strong marriages.
Thank you
for
joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.